You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 148, Dependent Historical Sources. Today's challenge, the historical sources you cite that mention Jesus, see day 147, are all dependent on what they heard from Christians. Why should we believe what they say? Today's defense, the extent to which they are dependent on Christians for their information is questionable. And even if they derived all their information from Christian sources, that wouldn't make them unreliable. The sources we cited probably have different degrees of dependence on Christian sources for their information about Jesus. Suetonius is not known to have interviewed any Christians. He did have access to the official Roman archives when he was writing the Lives of the Caesars. He also had contact with various learned Romans. The fact he seems to mistake the word Christus for Crestus is a sign he was getting his information from non-Christian sources. Tacitus also is not known to have interviewed any Christians. He did, however, use official Roman records in writing the Annals, and it's likely he took his information about Jesus from them. Pliny the Younger interviewed Christians about their practices, and it may be that in writing his letters, he was largely dependent on these interviews and what was commonly said about Christians in Roman society. Josephus probably encountered Christians, but he also had access to Jewish records that he used in Antiquities of the Jews. Josephus also was born in Palestine in AD 37, and there were many non-Christian Jews living there who had independent knowledge of Jesus. The assertion that these authors derived their knowledge of Jesus exclusively from Christian sources is implausible. While they may have gained information from Christian sources, especially Pliny the Younger, they also had independent information. Even if they didn't, it would not deprive their writings of value. Information is not to be dismissed just because it can be traced to a Christian source. Historians do not systematically reject what is said by Christians and treat such sources as guilty until proven innocent. To do so would simply be anti-Christian bias. Even if everything these authors wrote was derived from Christian sources, which is very unlikely, it still reveals what was being said in their day about Christ and Christianity, and this itself provides a powerful argument for the existence of Jesus. See Day 8.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.